And coming up, I'm very excited about this. We've not seen him for actually a few months. Was it about this time last year, Nelson? Yeah, anyway, he's brilliant. One of the great songwriters, Glenn Tilbrook, is joining us, not just to play us some songs, but also to talk about going up a mountain. So we'll be talking to Glenn Tilbrook very soon.
Absolute Radio.
It's Absolute Radio, that's Blur and the Universal, and we're lucky enough to be joined tonight by a gentleman. You're looking like a boy of summer, Glenn Tilbrook.
The boy, so one of those ones that floats up and down in the Thames, I tell you. Washed up and... No, I didn't mean that at all. What I meant is, actually, I'm dressed in my colourful, almost summer outfit for tonight.
Yes, you're all short-haired.
I'm short-haired, which is...
It's good to be hairy for the winter, I find.
I got it in the wrong order.
Right.
I cut my hair at the end of summer, which was not perhaps the best decision, but I just looked at myself one day and thought, you need to change, and so I did. And I was thinking, you know, with a bit of a beard and short hair, I was thinking George Clooney. And then I looked at myself in the mirror the other day, I thought, actually, it's more Hank's son Bobby in King of the Hill, but a bit older.
Glenn, let me tell you something. When you're thinking you need to make a change like that, it's always internal. It's just distraction.
All right, okay, but I've been, you know, it's worked well enough for me until now.
Okay, sorry for bursting your bubble there.
And
it's almost like a Fred Flintstone-esque shirt. It's like a beautiful orange shirt with blobs on it.
And now you've put me in mind of Fred Flintstone, and I'm afraid the comparison is going to work even further for me. It's very unfortunate, and no doubt you intended to plant that seed in my mind.
No, I didn't mean to get guests on here and undermine them, chip away at their confidence.
Yeah, that's right. You're also going to play a song. I'm going to say no, I can't remember it anymore. I don't know how to play. Such is the success of your horrible campaign against me.
No, I feel terrible now. It's working in reverse. This is a rare night of touring for you.
Yes.
I was thinking that maybe you could get some kind of reduction in your council tax for the amount of nights you're away from your home.
Yeah, that's right. I got back on Monday from being in America for, I think, 5 weeks. I can't quite remember. I was back home 24 hours in between the beginning of that tour and the end of going up Mount Kilimanjaro for Mike Peters' fantastic Love, Hope, Strength Foundation, which, excuse me if I get a plug in there.
No, this is what you're here to talk about.
That's
what we want to ask you about.
Kilimanjaro Rocks. Yeah, Kilimanjaro Rocks. Mike Peters, seriously great bloke, I think. And they're a collection of musicians plus other people who raised a lot of money for their organisation. They deal with cancer awareness and putting in cancer treatment centres where they can't afford to do it for themselves, you know. And I'm really, honestly, not organised enough to help in any other way than going along and, you know, we're there as musicians to do our job, which is play and cheer people up. So you do an event like that, and it's fantastic. You know, it's great to do it. And we raise money and all that stuff. Hats off to Mike for starting it.
So you were playing around the old campfire on the mountain tracks then?
Campfire on the way up. And we did one to Everest Base Camp a couple of years ago, and we were playing all the way up. This one, I was playing about half the way up, and then it began to get serious.
Right.
Around about then, that's where the music stopped for me. It just became about grim determination and then just grim.
But you got to the top of Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I had to be, honestly. The morning that we went up, I sat up inside my tent, which had sort of icicles coming down the inside of it. It was 3:30 in the morning. I had to organise my pack, so you've got, you know, your vitamins and your water, and I just didn't know what to do. I've never been in that situation before. I'd lost the power of concentration. I wanted my mummy, and I wanted to go home, and I said so. Really, it was awful. You know, I said, look, please, can you get me a helicopter, and I'll just get on that and go, and I was serious.
That's the old rock star in you, isn't it?
Bring me my helicopter now! I've had enough.
And did you get the altitude sickness?
I did. That was that's what that was. It made thinking straight extremely difficult. You know, I was aware of the fact when I was asking if I could stop that probably that wasn't an option, but it didn't stop me asking. And I thought I managed to have enough common sense to know that I would really regret it if I went down without doing it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to go down. I just wanted to go down. And some very wise person, Sharon, said to me, you're going to do it. We'll stay there with you. We'll walk you up. you're gonna have to do it. And I said, oh, it was like a naughty boy in the corner of the class. All right, then I'll come back in the class. I won't look at anyone. But
were you not tempted, for, you know, from your tent to do the older? I'm going outside now, maybe sometime.
You know, absolutely, seriously, I was tempted to do that. You know, that's how bad it was.
Wow.
You know, I'm tempted
to give your life to the mountain rather than continue to the summit.
There was one point when I lay down and I thought I could just fall asleep here. You know, I've got family and everything. I don't want to do that, but I wanted to then.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
In terms of, if you take the altitude sickness away from it, in terms of going up a hill, how different is it to going up a National Trust path of a steep gradient? I mean, are you using crampons? Are you doing that kind of stuff?
You're not doing proper climbing like that. You know, there are no... It's not that bad, but there was climbing involved, and there, you know, also, you know, when you see those gradient road signs, there were some parts of, there were a few days when it actually was like that. You know, you're climbing up a very, very steep hill all day. Oof. And I don't know, 7 hours of doing that, I'll take it out of anyone, but it took it out of me more. And when we got to the top, you know, it was amazing to be there. And I looked around and thought, I'm going to remember this, and I'll remember this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel joyful about it. I just thought, right, I'm here now. Let's go. Let's go down, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like that.
And is there, like, if people want to find out more about, because it's musicians, but not just musicians, there's, like, all manner of people raising money for different charities. If people want to find out about the whole thing, Kilimanjaro Rocks, and the is there an umbrella group that covers the whole thing?
Yeah, it's lovehopestrength.org, and you'll find all you need to know there. We're going to do, like, all the musicians who went up, there's a distinct sort of 80s ring to some of us. If I read out the roll call of musicians, there's me, there's Mike Peters from The Alarm, there's Slim Jim from The Stray Cats, Cy Conan from The Fix, not 80s people, Nick Harper from Wiltshire, he's more 90s and noughties, and then there's Robin Wilson from The Gin Blossoms, and he's a bit more contemporary than the rest of us. But actually, what we did in doing that, you know, we formed a real good bond, and we're going to all of us come to my studio in Cheltenham in February and do an album, and I think that's going to be really good.
Fantastic.
That's going to be for them. So.
Great. Well, you're here with your guitar. Last time you were here, there was a new Fluffers album out, Pandemonium and Shoes. Mm. Are you going to give a song from that?
I am, yes. I'm going to do Through the Net, which is a very important song. 3 minutes of solving the nation's problems with dealing with children.
Great.
Here comes another day. Surprise ending now. Sorry about that. I was
Brilliant.
Trying to wiggle my eyebrows, but I do enough of that anyway, so it wouldn't look any different.
We've got the news to go to, and then a couple of bits of business to attend to. Can we send you off for another bit for 10 or 15 minutes, and then we'll have a bit more of a chat in a bit?
Yes, please.
Great. In session tonight, Glenn Tilbrook.
Absolute Radio.
Elbow and One Day Like This, it's Absolute Radio, and our guest tonight is the man who's filling Ranulph Fiennes' shoes, Glenn Tilbrook, mountaineer and singer-songwriter. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, no, it's other people are meant to do that.
Yeah, of course. If you're on Steve, whenever you've been on Steve Wright's show, they all just know.
I've been in America for 5 weeks.
Oh, right, yeah.
Woo! Sorry.
Do you think you'll go back and try Everest? You know, I know you did the base camp.
But... base camp, I would not go further than base camp. I would not go as far as I went on Kilimanjaro. Not out of any sense of I wouldn't want to help them, but really, realistically for me, I have to say, I think that was about the furthest I can push myself, and I wouldn't want to go there again.
Maybe scale it down to Ben Nevis the next time.
I think maybe a nice, gentle helicopter ride somewhere, and pointing out the attractions of the local area, followed by a fine meal. And that would be something like that, you know.
What was the website again? Glenn's been involved in this
Love
charity
Hope,
project.
Yeah, sorry, lovehopestrength.org, I think. Love Hope Strength, anyway, just Google that, and it'll come out with all the right stuff.
Now, you had your squeeze hat on during the summer, you did the festivals, did that go well?
Yeah, it went great. We had like a week and a half's worth of stuff to do, and it was really good. You know, it's fun to play those songs absolutely properly. I'm not implying by that we weren't playing them properly before, but what we did was give them all proper respect, go back to the records, and in essence, like, become our own tribute band.
Yeah,
you know, there's a bit of that in it, because we just learned how the records went, and that was very empowering for Chris, I, and John, who were there. You know, originally, and Stephen and Simon, who weren't, just did a fantastic job of saying, okay, this is how it goes, this is how we'll play it. And a lot of that informed the stuff that I did with the Fluffers, firstly, and then secondly, you know, I'm enthused about it, and Chris Difford's enthused about it. We're going to get together and spend a couple of weeks.
So are you friends? Things are going good at the moment?
Yeah, yeah, things are going great. You know, there's no reason for it to stop now, and unless it all turns horrible.
So you say there might be some new Difford and Tilbrook
stuff? Might be, but we're only going to do it if... you know, if it feels right once we've written together, you know, mm-hmm. you can't tell till you've done it. And if it doesn't work out, then we'll just quietly move on to the next thing.
I saw Chris was on Twitter. Are you tempted by Twitter?
No, not at all. Again, I'm not a technophobe. I love technology. It's great, but
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I think that is essentially a waste of time. I don't want people to know, and I don't want to impart when I'm going to have a cup of tea, or whether I'm going to have Welsh rabbit, or whether I'm going to just have a cheese and tomato sandwich. You know, it's just, I can think of better things to do with my time. Well, that sounded very high and mighty. I didn't mean to sound like that. I can think of better things to do with my time. Let's leave it at that.
The last time you were here, I mentioned the Fluffers album had just come out, and you said to us, your last song, you said, do you want an old one or a new one? And we wanted a new one at the time because we went to hear the Fluffers stuff. Any chance of an old one this time?
Of course there is, of course there is.
Am I allowed a request? Or
you are, yeah, go on.
Well, I'll give you two, and then if you don't like one of them, then you can choose the other one.
Okay.
Or you can choose which is your favourite.
Okay, cool.
So I was wondering, could you either do Pulling Muscles from Shell or Labelled Love?
Or the worst thing I could do would be a medley of both of them. Which I'm not going to do. I mean, if you have a preference, let's do Pulling Muscles. Come on, it's one of the... They do it down on Canvas Sands, they do it at Waikiki. Pulling muscles from a shell.
Wonderful, lovely to have a slice of the British seaside in darkest November. Is there a seaside town, by the way, where you think about when you sing that song?
It would be Hastings.
It would be Hastings?
It would be Hastings.
I had it down as that part of the world. Well, thank you so much for coming and playing for us. Oh, while you're here, have you got a song of the decade?
Wow, throw that.
I know it's a bit of one to throw at you, but.
Okay, yeah, Still by Glenn Tilbrook and the Fluffers. It's brilliant.
Great, and it's lovely to have you back at a sensible number of metres above sea level.
It's really good to be back here. Thanks for having me.
Glenn Tilbrook, thank you so much.